So beginning again, whatever our experience has been, whatever our anxiety or wondering about the future, what will come. As is said, the past is now a memory. It has a resonance and an impact, but it's gone. The future, you have a sense for what's likely and perhaps going to happen, but there's always the unexpected, the uncontrolled, the unknown. So now is establishing and aligning ourselves with a refuge of knowing. Buddhi, knowing the Dhamma of how it is in each moment. So starting again. How is it now? Taking a few moments just to receive what's present for you. Rather than immediately imposing a technique or an ideal or a strategy or somewhere to go, something to tackle, taking a few moments to be receptive to what actually is presenting within the experience of the body and the energetic field of the body, felt sense, sensation, feeling tones, mood of mind, sensation. Receiving how you are so that we align with how it is and allowing that to inform our practice. Maybe taking a few slower and deeper breaths so you really feel the breath energy suffusing through the body, steadying the mental energy. Filling the body with the breath energy, and then on the exhalation, subtle softening through the body, softening the jaw, and the face, and the shoulders, and down through the arms and palms of the hands. Softening the torso, chest, and back and down through to the belly, around the pelvic area, lower back. Softening down through the legs to the feet. And maybe a few more slower, subtle, deepening breaths, just to steady, just to arrive, just to feel the connection with the breath energy, the sensation of the breath energy within our embodied experience. Remembering at any time you can come back to taking a few deep, slow, more deliberate breaths, filling the body with the breath energy. It helps to gather and connect the mental energy so that there's a more immediate sense of steadying, gathering. And breathing out, sort of releasing, softening, letting be into what is present for you, whatever that is, however it is. So this receptive receiving of how it is has a kindly, welcoming, open quality. Not judging, not contending. Noticing and being able to adjust as the breath starts to come into its more natural rhythm. And being aware, this awareness is receptive to body sensation, sound of silence, sense of presence of this body, other bodies, other beings, sense of the room. Experiencing a flow of feeling, tone and sensation, flow of the breath, flickering of mental thoughts, perceptions, images perhaps, stories. Just in the midst of that, just checking and adjusting, how is your sense of energy? Is feeling a balance, not too intensified, willful, not too collapsed, abdicating from being here. Just encouraging a relaxed, steady interest. And how it is. And perhaps beginning to pick up on the flow and the rhythm of the expansion and the contraction within the body. The sensation of that. You might find attention drawn to a particular area in the body, or it might be following the whole movement. That filling, expanding fullness, and then turning to the release, softening. On the out-breath. The out-breath, a subtle softening at a deeper level. Almost like allowing the internal organs, the muscles, the holding patterns. Like bringing the breath there and then on the out-breath through the body, a subtler releasing, softening. Feeling the ground and the pressure of sitting on the seat or the ground, feeling that as supportive, holding the body. There's a feeling of intensity, something difficult to be with. Just opening the field of your attention, your awareness wider, maybe connecting with parts of the body that are more neutral. That sensation of the pressure of sitting. Strong sensation. Palms of the hands, soles of the feet, legs. Going to sound, so that the attention, the awareness widens more. So we can move attention in and out of intensity, so that you can maintain a steadiness in relationship of being connected to how it is. Subtle, you might find attention narrowing, coming to resting perhaps in one area, one place, one sensation. But allowing attention to receive where it's placed attention, the experience of what is felt, what is sensed, the sensation, vibratory, pulsing, cool, warm, constricted, soft. Directly receiving what is experienced. Steadying there. And just as we bring just enough attention, as Ajahn Chah would say, for samadhi, same level of attention you might need to read a book. It's not Olympic, it's not a crushing act of will, just softening, gentle, steadying. And we're just noticing, we're interested in noticing. What is present, and also the quality within what is present. In the feeling tone, noticing feeling tone. And seeing that within that there's movement, vibration, pulsing, space. The same as the form and sensation of the body itself. Different qualities of sensation at different parts of the body. None of this disturbs the steadiness. Being connected with the flow of the breath. Noticing maybe the flickering, the thinking, flickering. Not that substantial. It's there, thought form. Perhaps we don't catch it until a certain moment when we're absorbed and then noticing, where's that now? How steady is that? How real is that? How reliable is that? Noticing the flickering, the insubstantiality. of mental activity. While there's a steadying, maybe even holding attention gently to a point or area within the breath body, which is the whole of the body, somewhere where the tension naturally rests, or including sound, silence, which is part of the breath body. The awareness can also be open. And just this flickering experience, sensation, perception, image, flow, pressure, feeling tone, like points of contact, like stars twinkling in the night sky. Just see, notice, within the space of the awareness of the mind. You're not necessarily moving towards or moving away, it's just pure knowing, arising and passing, moments of knowing, moments of contact, moments of dissolving what is being known. You can still feel the breath, you can still follow the breath, you can enjoy the feeling of fullness of being present, allowing concerns and distraction and grief and hankering to just fade, until there's a sense of just the interest in just what's here, embodied, present, simple, awareness with the simplicity of moment by moment, knowing, rising and passing, sensation, feeling, perception. Noticing how effortless it is to just notice the tingling and sensation and arising and passing of phenomena. Nothing to do about any of it. Nothing to have to fix. Sort out, make a project out of. Just resting in the knowing, resting with how it is, being interested, open. Also noticing the knowing itself, the awareness, turning attention to what is receiving experience. What is receiving experience? Awareness is there. It illuminates. It's primary foundation, primary essence of consciousness. But can't be named or found, or captured, can't get behind, can't see it, it's not an object. But it can be recognized. Recognizing the knowing, the awareness that is receiving. Conscious awareness, conscious knowing, moments of experience. The nature of mind is awareness. In the insight, vipassana, exploring, inquiry, having this interest, curiosity, like a childlike mind, not having to have a big essay or having a big discussion about the true nature of reality and these big subjects, but claiming our authentic right to inquire, to have direct knowing and experience of what is it now? What is actually phenomena through the lens of direct awareness? What is awareness? Who is aware? So just to explore, contemplate within this ground of the practice of steadying here, now, within the embodied experience, simply being with sensation, breath, with this curiosity, looking, clear looking, what actually is here and now. When Hui Neng was a simple woodcutter a long time ago in China, just a peasant, illiterate, didn't have any knowledge of the sutras. One day, in the local inn, tavern, he overheard a phrase of teaching. All conditioned dhammas, all that arises, are like dreams, illusions, bubbles, dewdrops, a lightning flash. Contemplate them thus. All conditioned dhammas, all that comes to be a thing, dhammas, that which arises into a conditioned formation that we can know, this shape, this form, this sensation, this perception, this memory, this storyline, this body, the sense of me and my journey, the sense of you, the sense of the world itself, the constructs of the world, the earth, the universe, the cosmos, the trees, the rivers, the oceans, all arise because of this fundamental perception we perceive. And the knowing that can illuminate what is perceived, recognize all conditioned dhammas are like dreams. They're real in the moment of experience, but then not quite so real. Has a dreamlike quality. Illusions, they seem to be there like a magic show. Yesterday was real, but where is it now? Like bubbles, they arise, they have a form, a shape, we can see them, and then bubbles pop, dissolve, just like that. Dewdrops. The dewdrops, the condition, they're there because of the moisture overnight. You see them on the grass, thousands of twinkling dewdrops, but when the sun rises and the heat, they dissolve. Their rising is dependent on conditions, on the moisture, on the lack of heat and sun. They come to be because of how it is in terms of the conditions that have gone before. Like a lightning flash, things appear, sometimes very powerfully, have a huge impact. We get very reactive, very strong response, and then gone. The lightning flash appears and disappears back into the immensity of space, the sky. Immensity. The immensity of awareness, like that sky. On hearing this teaching, Hui Neng was instantly awakened. He woke up from the dream. He knew that however beautiful the dewdrops, however frightening the lightning flashes, that they were ultimately part of the changing phenomenal appearance of things that seem so there, so impactful for us, like absorbed in a powerful movie, so in it, and then Light goes out, the flickering of the frame still. What was that about? So as the Buddha said in his teaching to Bahia, in the seen is just the seen, just a moment of seeing. Awareness, knowing, contact with the senses, seeing. In the hearing, is just the heard. Sound arises, received, contact, hearing. What is heard, a form through sound, dissolves. In the sense, what we sense, that's very powerful, felt sense, feeling. Shapes a lot around how we understand our experience. Very deep, but ultimately is just the sense, just this moment of what we sense, what we feel, just like this. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And in the cognized, even more subtle, more tricky, in the cognized, in the thinking, in the cognitive frames that shape the sense of self, the sense of world. There is only when seen directly, moment by moment, is the moments of cognition. One, this just a thought. Thinking. This, the Buddha encouraged Bahia, is what you should train yourself in, and training yourself thus, you will see that there's no you in this, what is arising in that, or in between, in here or over there, or beyond. There's no solidity, there's no real place for this or that to land, or for the sense of you, self, that arises in relationship to this and that. Recognizing this, there is the relinquishment of identification, just a moment of knowing. Resting, the awareness recognizing its own nature, like the sky, birds moving through the sky. This, said the Buddha, is the end of dukkha. So we can practice this. We hear something and then there's a big story. We see something someone does, another big story. Those stories might be important, they might be valuable, we might need to do something about them. So that's one level, but this more subtle level of training, of inner freedom, true freedom, unshakable freedom, arises conditioned by moments of practice of seeing just in this moment what is heard in this voice. It can be reactions, but it's a moment of just hearing sound. what remains when the sounds dissolve. So resting in the natural state of being, that which is most real, unshakable, beyond time, immanent, not going, not leaving, not abandoning, not subject to construction, dissolution, ever present, free, safe, a harbour, beautiful, undying peace. So we have a precious opportunity in this space. It's a really, really very blessed opportunity, blessed opportunity. We have the causes and conditions to come together to enable us to be here together, to be in this circumstance, to receive this level of support and nourishment and care, so that we can contemplate Dharma, both as teaching and as immediate experience and recognition, to bring about the fruits of that practice, so we can taste them for ourselves. And knowing that that will be the ground for our expression, our compassion, our response within this suffering world. So to treasure this opportunity that we have. And may we use the day well, may we be resourced, may we also find a balance so that we can rest if needed and use the space to support our own rhythm, what we need to really attune ourselves to this inner contemplation. Ultimately, regardless of circumstance, posture, coming and going, what's happening, and finding this inner refuge and developing it, the refuge of the Dharma.